Well, the draft, of course, now 4 or 5 days old. 5 days ago, the Bills used their first selection in the draft on quarterback E.J. Manuel from Virginia Beach, Virginia, from Bayside High School in Virginia Beach, Virginia. On the line with us right now, the man who coached E.J. Manuel at Bayside High School, Coach Darnell Moore. Coach, thank you very much for being on the air with us. We really appreciate you coming on with us.
Thank you for giving us the opportunity.
You played golf with E.J. this afternoon, right? How'd that go?
It went well. I played with EJ in his bed this afternoon.
Does EJ give you strokes?
No, I think I gave him a few strokes.
Good for you, Coach. That's good to know. Hey, Coach, right. You wrapped up a long tenure at Bayside High School. Are you coaching anywhere down in the Tidewater area this coming year?
No, I gave up coaching basically altogether. I started a little quarterback school, so that's what I'm doing now. I have about five high school kids that I'm working with now.
Excellent.
Different schools.
How long did you coach down in that region, Coach?
Well, altogether, 30 years.
Good for you.
30 plus years.
Wow. And how long were you at Bayside? At least 10 years, it would seem, by the numbers you put up there, huh?
12 years
at Bayside High School. And I saw 73 wins, 57 losses. Among your standout players there was E.J. Manuel, the Bills' first pick in the draft this last Thursday night. I understand E.J.'s grandfather, I guess his name is Bill Dudley, you're acquainted with him. He was one of the coaches on your staff down there, huh?
Yes. When I was head coach at Norfolk State, Bill was one of my assistant coaches at that time. And when we left Norfolk State, he came with me to Bayside. And he introduced me to E.J.
That's kind of a nice perk to have a coach come along with a quarterback like that. But from what I've read, E.J. started hanging around your team and around your football program at a pretty young age, huh?
Yeah, he did. He was in the eighth grade. His granddad asked me if I would work with him because, he felt like I could help him. So he came over, and he worked out with us. And actually, he started to compete with my two quarterbacks that I had. If it was legal, he would have been my starting quarterback then in eighth grade.
How big was he in eighth grade, Coach? Do you remember?
He was about 6'1", and probably a little bit about 160.
Tell me what kind of a kid he was. Did he take it pretty seriously back then in eighth grade?
Oh, yes, he took it very seriously. He's always been a competitor. You know, and when I would do 7-on-7 with the other kids, he wanted to get in there with the high school guys and compete. You know, I held him. I would give him my rep here and a rep there, but he wanted to get in there and compete with him. You know, he was really, really excited about that opportunity.
So you had to wait until he was a freshman, I guess, for him to actually play for your Bayside team, right? As a freshman, he started, huh?
Yes, he did. And that was a great opportunity for him and the start of something good for us at Bayside.
What do you think the greatest improvement you saw from EJ as a starter from his freshman year to his senior there in high school? What did he get good at during those 4 years?
Well, I think he became a lot more a patient. You know, as a freshman, that competitive spirit of his had him wanting to go from A to Z in a heartbeat. You know, and there were other things that happened in between A and Z, you know. So he needed to slow down some and make sure his technique and all those things were in place. You know, and that was the biggest growth in between there and the senior year. You could see those things coming in place.
Coach, did you have quarterback expertise or did you have someone on your staff or did you bring somebody in to work with EJ on quarterback mechanics during that time in high school?
No, I'm the expert.
You're the expert. Yeah,
if I must say so myself.
Yeah. Well, you probably had some good quarterbacks. Is EJ the best quarterback you coached, or did you have some other pretty good ones down the road?
I've had some pretty good quarterbacks. I had another parade All-American quarterback in the 90s, 89 or 90. A kid named Aaron Sparrow, who's a parade All-American. I usually have pretty good quarterbacks.
Yeah,
EJ's been to the top.
Sparrow, you had him at Norfolk State or you had him in high school?
I had him in high school and at Norfolk State.
At Norfolk State, all right. We're talking with Coach Darnell Moore from Virginia Beach, Virginia. He was E.J. Manuel's high school football coach down there in the Tidewater region of Virginia. I read, Coach, and I want to hear your thoughts on this. during EJ's time there at Bayside High School, some critics, I guess, thought that you had kind of EJ on a tight leash. Is that true?
Well, his first 2 years, it was somewhat of a tight leash because we wanted to make sure that he wasn't viewed as an athlete, just an athlete. You know, well, I wanted him to look at a quarterback who's an excellent athlete, not just an athlete playing quarterback. So we wanted to make sure that he got the technique down and everything so that he could have the pocket passes. And we didn't allow him to run an option for the first 2 years. Because I just want to make sure that his development was right.
Why did you make that decision? I mean, you must have seen his athletic ability. What were you thinking of when you decided not to let him, you know, run out of the option those first 2 years?
Well, I felt like if he was going to have an opportunity to play in the league, that he needed to be a drop back passer first, and those other things would come into play because, you know, so often you get African-American kids who play quarterback, and people just view them as being runners, not very good passers, or just, not the drop-back passer, but the ones who run and pass, and I didn't want him viewed as that.
Yeah.
You know, so I wanted him to be viewed as a drop-back passer who could get out of trouble and make all things happen. You know, and then as we went on to his junior year and senior year, we had a little option in there. But not a whole lot because I didn't want him getting beat up and that type of thing.
I wonder, Coach, if you learned, you know, in all your years of coaching that young quarterbacks in particular, when they are superior athletes, like I assume EJ was, you know, that sometimes the easy way out is to, you know, bring the ball down and just run with it and pick up first downs and touchdowns. Has that been your experience?
No doubt. And we played against a lot of teams who ran option. And my thoughts about that were that if a team is going to run the option against us, we're going to hit the quarterback every play. And, you know, sooner or later, he'll stop running the option. I didn't want to put him in that position when the people are, you know, continuously teeing off on him, you know.
Yeah.
So, you know, we did a multitude of things, what we call a multiple pro offense, you know.
Yeah.
So, he excelled at it.
I find it interesting, too, Coach, that even at a young age, freshman, sophomore in high school, when you had E.J. Manuel down there in Virginia Beach, you said a moment ago, him playing in the league, you thought even back then, age what, 14, 15, that this guy had a chance to play in the NFL?
And when I saw him as an eighth grader, I thought that he would have that opportunity.
Whoa. Wow, that's pretty impressive.
I did. I mean, he had a nice, easy throwing motion as an eighth grader. And I knew he was going to grow. I mean, just looking at him, you know, you could see that he was going to grow. And he was a very intelligent kid then, you know. So, you know, we talked about the big picture, you know, and the big picture was what's happening to him there, you know. So we made sure that he understood the Bayside was just a little corner in the big picture.
You probably followed him pretty closely at FSU. What do you think, where were the biggest strides he made during his tenure at Florida State? What did he get good at during those years at FSU?
I think that he really worked at becoming a student of the game there, being able to digest all of the things that Jimbo wanted him to do, taking on those added responsibilities, and being that leader that he needed to be at that level.
You know, Coach, we had a chance last Friday when EJ was up here in Buffalo to sit with him and meet with him a little bit. And I have to tell you, I haven't come across too many 23-year-olds as poised and as just sort of put together as EJ Manuel from a personality standpoint. Somebody, probably his parents, did a pretty good job with EJ Manuel's personality, I would think, over these years, huh?
Yeah, I would agree with you. I don't think you'll find too many kids his age with the poise that he has, terrific personality. And as you see, his parents have done a wonderful job with him. You know, he's a level-headed kid, and he knows what he wants. You know, one of the things that we emphasized to him was that even as a ninth grader, he couldn't let things get in the way of his dream. And, you know, he made the decision at the end of his sophomore year that he was going to give up basketball just to focus on football because he felt like he was a pick.
Wow. Hey, Coach, you went up to the draft last Thursday, right? You went and watched EJ get drafted, is that right?
Yes, I did.
Tell me about that experience. What, have you ever done that before for any one of your players?
No, I hadn't been able to do that, you know. And it was, I don't want to say it's surreal because everybody used that. It was surreal, but it was, and it's almost like, even there, it's almost like a dream you're waiting to wake up, and because it's still exciting, not just for me, it's exciting for my wife and a lot of our coworkers. I mean, even just for this area because he's such a well-liked kid in this area.
Yeah. Last thing, Coach, what should Buffalo Bills fans know about E.J. Manuel? What would you like to tell folks up here about the quarterback they got last week?
He's getting a tough kid. I mean, just physically tough. You're getting a fierce competitor. And a smart kid who loves football. He's never going to do anything that's going to ever embarrass the city of Buffalo or the football team there. And you're getting a winner.
Even though you beat him in golf today, we're getting a winner.
Oh, yeah, you are getting a winner. He's only been playing golf maybe 3 years, not really 3 years.
Okay.
He only gets to play a whole lot when we come home, but he's still learning the game. But, he's a fierce competitor, and that's what I really enjoy about him.
I think that's cool that he came back home and played with you today, Coach. We appreciate you taking the time out of your schedule to talk with us tonight. Best of luck to you, sir. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you much.